getting in touch with your donor, Anthony Nolan. Approximate recording time, 6 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Introduction. After a stem cell transplant, some people really want to get in touch with their donor. Others prefer not to, and that's okay too. The rules for contacting donors are set by the country they are from and vary from country to country. So unfortunately, it might not be possible to contact your donor. Before your transplant. You won't know the name of your donor, and you can't have any correspondence with them before your transplant. You might be told their age and gender, and in some cases, which country they're from, but it varies between transplant centres. After your transplant. For the first 2 years after your transplant, you may be able to exchange anonymous letters or cards with your donor to say thank you or tell them how the transplant went. You don't have to do this, and your donor doesn't have to reply. Your first letter. You won't know your donor's contact details, so your letter will need to be passed on by the team at your transplant centre. For example, the hospital where you had your transplant. Even though Anthony Nolan has facilitated your transplant, our donor follow-up team doesn't have access to your personal details. However, any letters you want to post after the first one can be sent through us. Direct contact with your donor. After 2 years, if you and your donor agree, you may be able to have direct contact, exchanging names, contact details, and perhaps meet in person. As the patient, it's up to you to suggest this if you want it to happen. It usually follows a period of anonymous contact. Direct contact must be 2 years after your last transplant or donor lymphocyte infusion, DLI, and you should be in good health. Your transplant centre will need to confirm that they are happy for this to go ahead, so speak to your team when you are ready. We can speak to them for you if you prefer. If you're under 18, a parent or legal guardian can contact your donor on your behalf. If your donor is from outside the UK, your donor's home nation will have its own rules about contact between the two of you. Where contact is allowed, there will always be a period where you and your donor may only communicate anonymously. No names, personal details, photos, or gifts can be shared. After a period of anonymous contact, some countries allow patients and donors to have direct contact. Our UK rules allow direct contact after 2 years, although some overseas registries may not allow contact until 5 years post-donation. You will need to be in good health and not expecting to need any further donations, including donor lymphocyte infusions, from your donor. Both you and your donor need to agree to direct contact. The following international registries don't allow any direct contact between patients and donors: Armenia, Belgium, China, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Finland, France, India, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Macedonia, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, North Macedonia, Norway, Poland, although you can through DKMS Poland, Portugal, Romania, Russia, Slovenia, Spain, Switzerland, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, and Uruguay. Writing to your donor. All correspondence must be sent electronically. Alongside your letter or card for your donor, please prepare a separate covering message stating that you would like your letter to be sent to your donor, including your name, date of birth, transplant date, and transplant centre. Then, either take a photo or scan the letter so it can be emailed as an attachment. Your first letter should preferably be sent via your transplant centre, but any correspondence after then can be sent directly to us at donor@anthonynolan.org. Please also let your transplant team know that you have sent a message when you are next in contact with them. What to include in your letter? It can be hard to think about what you want to say to your donor. For many people, it's as simple as writing to say thank you. If you're lost for words, you could tell them about the difference that it's made to your life, including your feelings about the transplant. You could also let them know about any significant milestones that you've reached after your transplant. what not to include in your letter. In keeping with UK transplant regulation, there is some information that you can't include in the letter. If this information is included, we will have to take it out. Please don't include your name or the names of your family members, but you can tell them if you are a child or an adult, your location, your job title, if it can be used to identify you, information about further donations you need, you must not ask the donor to donate again, and personal photographs. Please don't share your letters on social media or with the press unless you have signed a consent form with our press team. Waiting to hear back. There can be delays in processing your letters, so you might not hear back straight away. It's not always possible to get in touch with your donor, sadly. We know this can be disappointing, but there could be lots of different reasons for this. Sometimes we might have more information about why, so you can get in touch with us to find out more. Generally, donors are usually happy to hear from you, even if it's just to say thank you. So don't be worried if you've had some post-transplant setbacks. Donors receive information at the time of donation that prepares them for the complications of a transplant. On the other hand, you might not hear back from your donor. They may feel grateful to receive a thank you, but may not know what to say or wish to continue contact. All donors are different. Although you now share the same blood stem cells as your donor, this could be where similarities end. Some donors and recipients strike up fantastic relationships. Others find that they don't have anything else in common. Either way, you shouldn't feel any obligation. If you have any questions at all, contact us. Donor@anthonynolan.org. End of recording.